flat 7 with the third finger, 9th with the middle finger, stretch back one extra fret for the third, pinkies on the root.
Interesting. Bar 7.
Looks like the 13, you know? It's just that we're putting the root on top, okay? So we get a different perspective. For the E flat, we'll use the sharp 11 that you wanted. Hiding in the middle, you can just play these if the rest of the guys have that. Mm-hmm. For the D, we'll use this stuff again. For the G, we're going to play off of this shape. Or it is flat 7, 3, sharp 5, sharp 9. And then either sharp 11 or sharp 5 again. Flat 9's great in there. 6-note scale is that's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the one. And for the C, that's easier. We altered the D, we altered the G, now it's straight on the C, so these 4 frets. We'll have to spread it out to 5 frets. Sorry. You want the sharp 11, you like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Little finger on the 13. Now, normally you don't play 13 low, but you do when it's next to flat 7. That's it.
Yeah.
Sharp 11 with the third finger, 13, 9 again. I mean, you can squeeze into basic notes too. Then we're going to hit the G flat halfway through this time. We switch it to G flat. Now we're going to play off it. That's on the. We had to jump down 1 fret, 7th fret, 11th fret, 8th fret. Back. That's the first finger on the 8th fret again for our position. And then 2nd finger on both of those, 1st finger, 4th finger. That gives us. So the thing is going B flat. Oh yeah, here. Now right at that moment we're going to shift down. You know, whichever part of the strings you're on, you might just do the shift.
Uh-huh.
So when now we're going to hit the suspended 5, which is the same as hitting the 2 minor in this position. Let's go with the hip notes. Then back to a 1-6-2-5 using the same things that we just did on coming down on the 6 and the 2 and such. Takashi? You out front? Oh, I see. Oh my god. Well, you know, I have students after you. We were scheduled for when? 1 to 3? And then I have more students, you know, today. Yeah, okay, let me look at that here and see. We were scheduled, yeah, for 2 hours, right? So we'll if we only get 1 hour 10 minutes, it's Still enough time to get a lot done, okay? Okay, well, thanks for calling me, and you drive safely and get here whenever you can, okay? Okay, whatever it is, just drive safely. Better to come here safe and, you know, healthy than not to show up and be in the hospital, right? Okay, now. Yeah, right. Okay. First lesson. He's Japanese. I can tell. He speaks English, but you know it's new for him. And
yeah.
He left his apartment at 11:40 and hit some major traffic jam. So he says it'll be another 40 minutes. So at least we can finish this thing up now.
So you were you were on four chord or five chord, the F chord.
Yeah, right. And now we're going to do a 1/6. No, we're not going to do 1/6 2/5 for a variety. Well, let's do it both ways. Most guys play 1/6 2/5 turnarounds or 3/6 2/5s.
Right.
So let me see. Like here's for this, because I don't know. It's nice to get a fluid line through a 1/6 2/5, rather than taking our time to just linger on some chord tones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going to build it off of the same principles, but I think we can be a little more linear with this one. That's the B flat. And this is the G. These are just typical. I don't mean these are earth shaking, obviously, but just something to get you through. We'll play a few of them. Can you do one of these yourself? Which it might be presumptuous. Can you go bada doo bada doo bada doo bada doo through the 1/6 2/5?
Maybe. I don't know.
Just take it slow?
I don't know.
Right here, these four frets?
Probably not very well, I don't think.
Let's try. See that as B flat, okay? This note is major 7 only because it's not a major 7 to the ear, because it's going to just be an approach tone. Do you see these as G7?
G7. Probably, obviously not.
Okay, let me show you a way to do this, please. We take our G7. Right, now we raise the fifth up, so we get a little bar chord, modest bar. Then we raise the root to the flat 9.
Raise
the root to the flat 9. Sharp 9 in front.
Okay.
My focus when I play this is on the G note, even though that I'm not sounding it. I see it in my hand. Sometimes I do hit it, like this little augmented triad. That's the top part of that G7 and sharp 5 there. So I really watch this one.
You know, what I realize is I'm still not real fluent with seventh and the bass things.
That's okay. You've got many years left to be
alive
and happy, and you
get it. If I convert it to where's my nearest G, you know, and you know, think in terms of this old chord, then oh yeah, well that's this chord, and it has this version, you know, and it has this version, and it has.
You're doing it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just keeping our attention up here, so we can eliminate one step. Also, it puts our attention where we're playing more notes. We tend to play more notes in the top four strings than we will in the bottom three, you know?
Right.
I'd say these four strings dominate, and the fourth string is iffy sometimes, and then certainly the bottom two strings, sometimes the bottom three are not played as much in our line. So why keep watching these when we can put our attention up where we're going to be?
Right.
It seems easier that way. It does take a little work, but it's not that much work.
So we're doing 1/6 2/5.
Now when we get to the C, this is the first note of C minor coming up here. We stretch out a bit.
You know, I think I still am struggling sometimes with what 6, 2, and 5 are as they're coming by.
You mean letter name? Like
yeah.
G and C. Okay, when you're out on your walks or when you're brushing teeth and stuff, yeah, you just mentally keep processing the stuff, and then until you're a computer, you just spit it out. Now, how do you see this chord as F? What's your hook? What if you're teaching it to a student? How would you have them learn this as an F?
Root.
Too tough, man. Because our attention has to go down here.
Yeah.
There's something you know that's a higher root that's much easier for you.
Well, third in the bass, first inversion.
Now, something that you play normally that gets almost the sound that you played for years. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it's on top of.
You would look at that root.
Well, see, it lines up with our first finger.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And these notes, it's like this is standard jazz guitar voicing to go. We've both done that many times.
Sure.
Standard piano voicing is. But if I watch these roots here.
What was that first chord?
Wait, before I show you. If I watch these roots, I'm way out of the sphere of where the melody's taking place,
right.
You know? So it behooves us now to be looking now. This chord is, just see three spots of wood in between the fingers. That's right. Yeah, C minor 9. There's our F, right?
Okay.
So here you're,
right.
I'm asking you in this case actually to do what you like to do anyway, which is watch the bottom two strings for these two chords. Later you'll convert those sometimes, you know, into the top. But actually, this chord I've never converted to anything other than the fifth string. It just works the easiest because our first finger is just right across from that root.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, oh yeah, listen. Not a very convincing final there. I have no pretensions on being a great bopper, man. Let's play it together. 3, 4. I don't know about the sleep. I think we'll choose something else. Deal with the other turnaround.
Yeah.
These are tougher in a way because they're easier if you, quotes here, cheat. Meaning play the same thing and just keep lowering it.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're harder in this way that your brain's so tempted to do that and then you force yourself to play in a position.
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah.
13th. Don't play any roots, don't play any fifths.
In this position,
I just play the root, but I don't want you to.
Uh-huh.
Here's an easy way to see it. You take this little ninth chord. Remember, on G flat, so this little ninth chord. Right there, right where we sit, we have.
Yeah.
That's the 13, that's 4.
Yeah.
It's not really in the bass, it's in the mid-range.
Yeah.
Third, sharp 5, flat 7.
Oh.
I just see it as the F7. The bass raised up, and this note's hanging around too.
Yeah.
Just gets a cool sound. You don't have to be scared of flat 9.
Sounds like it's in.
I'm sorry, what's your... What?
I heard a melody. I don't know, just...
It's music, what you're playing.
There's a horn.
So we have this for B5. For A5, G5, F.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you do this kind of practice every day where you just take 4 notes and just say, hey, man, there's got to be stuff that I can make music
This before. Is going to be a good tape. I'll be able to work on a lot of things from this. Yeah.
If you get time, do a little more on that eponema thing too that we mentioned, right? You said you started on it.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to see if you're able to do that.
Yeah.
This will be helpful. So you got gigs coming up, huh?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, both days. Played last night. It was the funniest thing last night I had.